Grant that we may be one flock and one shepherd. Help us to be servants of unity. These words were spoken by Pope Benedict XVI during his inauguration mass on Sunday. In every single speech the new pope has given so far, he has in some way reached out to members of other churches and beliefs. And his first visit as pontiff to a church other than the Vatican Basilica is also rich in ecumenical significance. On Monday evening, Pope Benedict will visit the tomb of the Apostle Paul at the Church of St. Paul's outside the walls. This gesture demonstrates how the Bishop of Rome is not just the successor of St. Peter, but also the successor of St. Paul, the other apostle to die in Rome. St. Paul is also known as the Apostle of the Gentiles, in recognition of his labours to bring the Christian faith to the Gentiles, those who lived outside the fold of the Jewish people. That is why he called himself the Apostle of the Nations. The Basilica of St. Paul has assumed further importance on the road to ecumenism in much more recent times, during the week of prayer for Christian unity in the Holy Year 2000. For the first time in history, the leaders of the Catholic Church, the Anglican Communion and the Orthodox Churches together opened the holy door of the Basilica in the presence of representatives of ecclesial communities from all over the world. I'm Susie Hodges.